So I just went to the dentist, so I'm probably going to talk kind of funny. But as I was sitting there listening to them talk while they were working on my teeth, the thoughts came to my mind that most people are so preoccupied that they cannot see the repeat. They cannot see the fact that everything in front of us is a projection from the spirit realm, and that everything is an object lesson. And once you get to that point, you're pretty much living in the now. I mean, everything is the now. And how I come to that conclusion while I was sitting there, I already knew it, but I mean, just it's just be too much to try to discuss. But in the natural, yeah, there's time in 3D. But even when you look at the natural, it's just a cycle. And it's set up, this reality down here set up that there's moment by moment, hour by hour, minute by minute, day by day, week by week. There's cycles, you know, their bodies run on a cycle. And that's pretty much the sine wave, and that's pretty much the snake. It's the creation snake. That ought to tell you that the whole creation's fallen, right? So the spirit plane, Jesus spoke it all into existence, right? And he came down into 3D, right? It's like a pocket universe, to be honest with you. And so he split space-time, came down here, and went to the cross, that he might pull you out of this downcasted system. And it's a downcasted system, and it's a death cult, and most people never see it. And the creation, because man fell, creation fell. God had to give you something you could understand, but what the devil meant for evil, God turned for good. So even though it's a downcasted, fallen system, through the cycles of time, you can be birthed spiritually from state to state, from a new, be renewed in the spirit of your mind, the Bible says. So moment by moment, day by day, you're being renewed. And most people never see that. They never get renewed. But I was sitting here thinking about, a lot of times, I was sitting there and listening to the way they talk. And it's the same way the college students and the fraternities and sororities would talk. So they started indoctrinating them to talk corporate speak. They started indoctrinating them to talk corporate speak in college. And before that, even their high school and their secret societies. It's just it's a language that's outward show language. I really can't talk their language. That's why I've done maintenance work my whole life and worked with my hands. I just can't be a part of the corporate. I've tried it a few times. I went in, was an estimator, a designer, a trust designer. I've tried it, but I just can't speak that kind of speak. It's just like outward show speak. It's all about outward show. So what I was sitting there, I was just listening to them talk, and I was thinking, this stuff that they're talking about has no eternal weight, no eternal truth, no eternal weight, no inner, well, my son did this, their school's doing this, the football team's doing this, and I got to buy jerseys, and then the PS5 or whatever, some kind of video games, $800 or something. It's all outward talk. And I was sitting there, and I'm sitting there thinking, well, it's, I guess that's, they learn that in college, because you got to be able to talk outward talk, because if you talk inward talk, people get offended because everybody has a different belief system and religion. So I was sitting there thinking, they learned how to speak outwardly, but at the same time, when they speak, they're using their ego and their pride and all. It's about building, look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me. And so there's this hidden agenda that's hidden in plain view. Every time you go to work, every time you go to the doctor, every time you go to church, there's people are just speaking the outward show stuff. And you might say, well, how's that related to the snake and the creation? the snake eating itself, because the creation is outward show. 3D's outward show. There's an internal world. There's an internal realm where God is, you know, Enoch walked with God and was not, right? And so how do you walk with God? Yeah, it might manifest on the outside. It might manifest on some good works and some loving your neighbors yourself. It might manifest, you know, condescend to men of low estates and all that stuff. It manifests down here, be, you know, forgive one another, be nice. And so there's a time and a place for outward show, but most of the time, you never hear any of these people in your life, your family, your friends, they never talk about the internal. They never talk about the heart condition, the mind, the will, the emotion. They never talk about the struggles, about their internal. Getting the mind of Christ, getting your will lined up, and not being depressed, or not being negative, or not being pessimistic, or, you know, they never talk about the psychological, the mental, the emotion. Let me tell you, talk about the emotional. Why do they talk about the emotion? They do talk about the emotional because the emotions are up and down, but they might not say it's their emotions. They might be mad at somebody. They might be projecting their stuff onto somebody else, you know, and it's actually them. But they're not able to see that. They don't discuss that. And it's just, it's just an outward show. And it's sitting there, and you're sitting there thinking, do they not have an internal life where they're meditating on, they're not even aware of what they're saying, or their own thoughts? And you just wonder, you know. You really do wonder. And a lot of you see the concert hall filled up when old Sad Guru's talking, and everybody's sitting there listening to Sad Guru. Actually, you are your own guru if you just do the thought experiment. You don't need Sad Guru. You don't need anybody, because you can be your own guru. All you have to do is look out, pay attention, be aware, look for the patterns. Look for the types and the shadows, the archetypes. And you don't need Sad Guru. You don't need a guru. You are a guru. You just don't know you're a guru. But the reason that you don't know you're a guru is because you've been trained with the TV and the media and the news and bloodline and culture, this all outward show. You don't even know that you're a guru. You already know everything. You already have the answers. It's right in front of you. Everything that you need to know is right in front of you. But you don't know that it's there, because the whole system's brainwashed you to think it's somebody else that knows more than you, or somebody else who's got all the answers. But they don't. They don't. They just have enough experience and sit down and thought about it. The same cycles that the gurus, what's that guy's name? There's one guy that everybody likes. He's dead now, but he was Alan Watts. You have just as, it doesn't matter if it's Alan Watts, it doesn't matter if it's some mathematician, it doesn't matter if it's Einstein. You have the same ability as Einstein. You just don't know it. You've been brainwashed by your own thoughts or your own insecurities or your own parents. You know, I saw somebody when I was raising up, their parents always called them, you're dumb, you're stupid, and I didn't know that, but I thought, that ain't right. Something ain't right about that. But I didn't know that was child abuse. That's abuse. You have the capability, but you also need to be held accountable, because we all go down wrong paths and we think wrong. So it's good to have humility and admit you might not know something. But if you keep hitting it, you eventually see it. Whether it's construction, whether it's raising kids, whether it's whatever it is, you already know. because it's already in you. And so, like, right out in front of you, the earth plane, you already know because it's already in you. Out in front of you is what? Dirt, water, some chemicals. It's right in front of you because it's in you. You know what's out in front of you because it's in you. You have minerals. I mean, doctors are great and all. And if you study enough, you need to study some doctors and get their opinion. But you realize, oh, I got minerals in my body. I got water in my body. I got this. Look, I've been thinking about this for a while. If you go look at a clay pot, it don't take much to maintain it, right? But if it sits out and it gets mold and mildew, you know? So I'm pretty sure, I'm not saying this is a theory. I'm not saying this is it, but I believe that mold and mildew is what causes cancer and stuff, and sugar causes the inflammation and all that. I believe if you look out here and look at the bricks and the mold and the mildew on the sheetrock, and you look at how it affects stuff out here, especially the dirt, and look at the trees and all, you can actually decode how to stay healthy. I'm not saying I have all the answers on that, but I'm just saying, you already know to brush your teeth, take a shower, keep clean, and to exercise and to walk, and you already know what's right. I mean, think about the people. You just have to start to be aware of your environment, what's going on the inside. You just got to start being aware, you know. You have the answers. God has given you everything that you need to make it down here. You just have to get still, be still, and know that I am, and He'll give you the direction to walk, you know.